Now, while you are on this date, do not worry about whether you will ever go on another one with this woman at all. That absolutely will not matter for this exercise. Do not worry whether she likes you. Do not worry what she thinks of you, because the truth is, you are using her for an assignment, and it doesn't matter. Because if she does not want to date you again, you can do it again and do another experiment, yes?
When I was 18, I thought I was going to be a bum. I actually prepared to be a bum. I'm going to go down to Burnside, which is our Skid Row in Portland, Oregon, and I do watercolors down in the Skid Row district, because I figured I was going to make a beeline for the train.
She does not want to date you again, you can do it again and do another.
Limit order. When you place a limit order, you specify the price at which you want the order executed.
Of responsibility. In terms of the requirements of a specific society.
I had a powerful premonition, because I couldn't see how I fit into the world.
When I was in school, I would organize everyone to do theatricals, and I'd write the script, and I'd, well, then you want to go on Broadway and be a producer? No, I don't want to do that. I want to do it for its own sake. You know, I don't want to do it. I don't want to be a professional.
Sleep better. If you'd like to feel this Tempur mattress material for yourself, I want you to call this number, 877-255-6800. We'll send you a free sample. You can check it out, 877-255-6800.
130 points in the balance. 10 cents in silver. 10 cents in... I'll give it some leeway. You've got to give these markets some leeway.
And work with giving your grace, expressing your grace, being a reflection of human grace, as well as of spiritual and metaphysical or magical grace, being an expression of your personal grace.
Master, I'm sure I'll recognize some who were thus polluted. He replied, "The thought you hold is vain. Just as the ways that made these souls so foul were undiscerned, so they are dimmed discernment in this place. Here they will keep eternally returning to the two butting places. From the grave these will arise, fists closed, and those pates shining. Wrongness in how to give and how to have took the fair world from them and brought them this, their ugly brawl, which words need not retrieve. Now you can see, my son, how ludicrous and brief are all the goods in fortune's ken which humankind contend for. You..."
As soon as you become a professional, then you got to throw away half the inspiration that started in the first place.
Not so much I'm going to give my grace to you, in the sense now you have grace like I do, the same one, no, but by being perhaps an inspiration, by living graciously, giving graciously.
Don't mess with my Janice.
You can badmouth my God and my Bob. Yeah. Don't you mess with my Janice.
The eerie reverberation filled the narrow canyon and began to echo.
In fact, the sound Don Juan was making was coming back to me as an echo from all around the canyon walls.
But all those inversions that he uses in Erewhon, like that criminality, you know, people gather round and feel very sorry for you and give you every support they can, but if you're ill, you're treated as a kind of vermin and cast out, has rather alarming, still a sort of telling quality that you don't want to believe, and yet you can see certain elements of truth moving around in this. And then, of course, the way in which he admires and loves all the what he would otherwise call the sort of low forms of purposiveness in that book. A phrase of his that I always rejoice in is where he talks about the low cunning of potato tubers making their way towards the light. And the whole book is studded with comic observation of this kind, and part of what it makes him so extraordinary, I think, is that capacity to combine something excoriating and something extraordinarily self-enjoying.
When Iram brought me my breakfast, I complained somewhat dolefully of my indisposition, expecting the sympathy and humouring which I should have received from my mother and sisters at home. Not a bit of it. She fired up in an instant and asked me what I meant by it, and how I dared to mention such a thing. Whereon it came out that illness of any sort was considered in Erewhon to be highly criminal and immoral.
I never wanted to do anything, so I get money so I can buy things and I can live the lifestyle. I never. So, you know, I was like the employee that you shouldn't hire.
About that Texas twat.
You're gonna be, I'll open a can of kitty cum body on your butt, boy.
The year 1848 was a watershed in European history, a year filled with revolutionary upheaval and promise. It began in Paris.
Well, how are things, given that we've got them? I think it takes quite a lot of work, really, to be sure that your position is secure against that kind of question re-emerging, and I think it just does. Marx once said that each age asks only such questions as it can answer.
Backed by the strength of the area where he lived, which was the center of very strong emotions and reactions. Warlike people had lived there for thousands of years, soaking the land with their concern with war. He lived at that time in the state of Sonora in northern Mexico, about 100 miles south of the city of Guaymas. I always went there to visit him under the auspices of conducting my fieldwork. When you have absorbed all there is to be absorbed in this area, said Don Juan, I'll move away. I had no grounds to doubt what he was saying, but I couldn't conceive of him as living anywhere else. He was absolutely part of everything that surrounded him. His house, however, seemed indeed to be a temporary dwelling. It was a shack, typical of the Yaqui farmers. It was made out of wattle and daub with a flat thatched roof. It had one big room for eating and sleeping and a roofless kitchen.
Very childish idea, I suppose. But maybe we'd be better off if we did that more often. Or maybe that's only my rationalization for never having achieved any professional competence in any conventional way. I don't know.
Is she from the same burg as you are, there, Tejas boy?
She's from the Trinity River.
Oh, fucker,
from Port Arthur.
They call it Super Friday, biggest one-day shopping event of the year.
Because it places the pre-Socratics along major trade routes and thus exposed them to a plethora of foreign ideas and cults.
At the end of February, the city rose up against the monarchy of Louis-Philippe. The Second French Republic was proclaimed, reviving memories of the Great French Revolution. Quickly, the exciting news radiated out across the continent. Uprisings erupted. By the end of March, much of Europe was in revolt. These uprisings and insurrections were motivated by liberal, democratic, and nationalist ideas and passions.
By letting your grace be more present in yourself, thus showing, reflecting, and expressing itself to others, being a source of inspiration, to work with release through exalted giving.
So I was doomed to poverty and failure.
They need to make money on the money they save rather than letting it sit around doing nothing for decades.
I got a lot of vices. I smoke too much, man. You can't smoke anywhere anymore, man. Fucking, you can't smoke in a comedy club. This is not a health club. It's a fucking comedy club. I can have a cigarette.
From a wholly worldly perspective, my prospects were bleak, nil. Who knows? It takes a long time to discover what your gifts are. It just takes a long time. But the world, as it's set up and its jobs and its tasks, it's an artifact, and it's limited. And there are just so many slots, and everyone's told you better shove yourself in one of those slots. This is useful in the world. Make your money mowing lawns. It's in maintenance. That's where the money is. And suck up to rich people. You know, tell them you'll make them their garden look real classy, and this is what's big in England. You know, yeah, you could do that.
The thing that really is distinctive about Grenada is that it was done very rapidly. There was a sudden call from the White House that we want to go down and rescue those medical students. They were prepared for a day drop into a fairly benign sea. They were dropped at night into a very stormy sea. Four of the men drowned, and it just should never have happened.
But don't be doing this stupid thing. But you know, the trick is to find that point where what you are coincides with the world in some way, where it could possibly fit in. And then suddenly, your dream is there, and as in a dream, you just step into the frame, and suddenly everything in your world is meaningful. You were born to be in it.
The four men who died were members of a specially trained SEAL unit assigned to the invasion.
Rocker, let's bring him in. Sammy, how are you?
I'm doing good, Bob. You know, as usual, I'm just happy to be here.
It's good to see you. We're at 107.7 The Bone in San Francisco. We got a couple of guitars we're going to get you to sign. We're going to give one away in the air tonight, a beautiful Daisy Rock guitar. You've already put
it's cool. You got a couple other nice signatures on there, you know, ones that I'm sure people would be happy to have.
That's right. From last week's Rock Line, we got Kevin Cronin from REO, Neil Sean from Journey, and J.Y. Tommy from Styx.
There you go.
And you're on there as well.
So. Yes, sir, I am.
Now, you got some headline shows coming up before you link up with another big band for a big tour, right?
Yeah, I just finished 8 shows, actually, and, you know, we always play in Cinco de Mayo, and there's kind of a break between it, so we put a couple more shows in there because, you know, I hate gearing up and then stopping and going, you know, it's kind of like...
Everything is animated, and you belong to it. Now, how are you going to figure that out? Unless you just keep doing stupid things.
Put a treadmill on stage, I'll do a fucking couple of gay miles for you. I'll tell you what, though, man. I smoke too much. I smoke too many cigarettes. I read in a magazine article, every cigarette you smoke takes 7 minutes off your life. And before the show tonight, I did some math, and I'll be dead at 12:30.
Spiritual being that needs enriching, but my higher self does, and so I'll go into this pool and let myself be there.
Tom, I make my music, and people hear about it, and my audience has expanded to a couple of hundred people on five different continents, which never would have been possible when I was just making tapes, for my own amusement. And it doesn't cost me anything.
Passions, which had been fermenting for decades. They inaugurated a brief time of hope for patriots struggling to bring freer institutions to their homelands.
And I don't care if it doesn't make sense. That's what they're doing out there in the Black Rock Desert.
Another world is possible, it's just how do you make it real?
Drums, a skin, metal glockenspiels, wooden marimbas, and the richness of the sound that comes out of those instruments is...
Anti-climate. I like to gear up and just go. So we did some Cinco de Mayo shows, and we're going to take a couple weeks off, and we're going to just do a bunch of little shows.
And then you're going out with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Especially when they're piled on top of each other. Multiple marimbas, multiple drums, multiple glockenspiels.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You want to talk about
great
a party.
Double bill. Oh, my God.
I mean, I can't believe it. After last year with Dave, okay, that's it. I'm going back to an evening with. I'm not going to go out with other bands anymore because, it was a fiasco. So, and then...
Don Juan must have also noticed that and increased the tension on his string. Although Don Juan had changed the pitch, the echo seemed to subside, and then it seemed to concentrate on one point toward the southeast.
Is far richer an experience than the sine waves being sent out at you.
Which is perfect since I'm not making any money from it either. The overhead is zero, and my feedback, I get feedback from all over the world now.
Let myself be there and absorb, let myself be there, and then to emerge from that pool. On the far side, hear that, emerge on the far side and let yourself then go into a night's sleep, or let yourself sleep that night, knowing that the benefit of such submersion and emerging from.
People are hungry for this kind of a community building experience where they create their own entertainment as opposed to they sit in front of the TV and watch it.
The only nearest equivalent is like you can think of the 60s and like Woodstock, but this is anti-Woodstock. You make yourself realize that another world is possible, it's just how do you make it real?
There seemed to be this global character to change, which has made me reluctant to look for a way to tie the wave into three-dimensional space.
Yeah, I'd like to come in here, and if I'm following this properly, a couple of things. One, I think it's really quite extraordinary that period of 10 years that parents would have come up with his understanding of the arrangement of the King Wen arrangement in particular of the hexagrams of the I Ching as some type of historical contour map and. Similarly, would have happened with me within a very short period of time, very short period.
Mom and me versus you and Dad.
Long.
That looked pretty good.
It was out.
It did look good.
Frank, it was out.
It's my call. Out.
If you can, try and hit it at your mother's backhand. It's pretty weak.
Got it. Yes.
Don't gloat, Wall.
5-3, us.
Come on, Bernard.
Bernard, don't curse.
I'm cursing at myself. Nice shot.
Thanks.
Wall, watch out.
It's part of the game, Mom.
15, love. Joan, I'm sorry. It was an accident.
You gotta get a second, sir.
Remember, these entities, if you communicate mind to mind, they're not going to know where you are. They probably won't know what you are. That was the experience I had.
This pool has been to your benefit. That's the sixth of the technique, and the last of them corresponding to the first, and following the template somewhat, the torus, rather than of happiness, a torus of fulfillment. Create that torus, that donut light or bagel-like shape of continuous movement in this particular regard, and place the seven components. Place those seven components that generate the resonance, the field of play, the domain from which fulfillment can emerge. Go into an altered state, receive the torus, and into it place your happiness, joy, and your love. But be particular. Place the experience of happiness, joy, and love. Not your happiness, joy, and love per se, but the experience of it. Place.
About the 7th century BC, however, there took place what I call the great reversal. People afraid of life, the word of the Buddha, all life is sorrowful. Well, affirming life isn't too easy after all. What is it? It's a monstrous thing. Life lives on life. Life eats life. Otherwise it wouldn't exist. Life kills. When eyes first opened, after hundreds of millions of years of life, what they saw was that horrendous thing of life living on life. And sometimes people can't take it. And so we have these religions of pulling out. You remember the words of Schopenhauer, perhaps? Life is something that should not have been. It is based on the illusion of each person separate from the others, fighting for place and existence.
Are we on or off? Oui?
Mahmoud Hamshari.
Yes?
Its objective of marking the airfield for an airborne invasion. Two other SEAL platoons were to rescue hostages at the governor's mansion and capture the island's only radio station. At the governor's house, enemy fire shot down two helicopters and prevented a third from landing. Once inside the mansion, this platoon was surrounded by armored vehicles and Cuban troops.
Settled, however, all the revolts proved futile. Despotism was reestablished everywhere.
I'm working the day, and then by the time I get home, it's already dark, so it's pretty much impossible to get done. So out over here, here's one half of the ball. The other half of the ball is over here. You can sort of see it. Yeah, it's a bunch of water got down into here.
I've always been into globes. And I got globes and things all around the room.
I want to turn this big red ball into a globe. It's got a hole in the top half that's about 2 feet in diameter, and I want to build a support structure that will allow this whole ball to rotate around. And the idea, if I can make it strong enough, and I think I should be able to, is to allow people to climb up inside of it and sort of run around. Hopefully not run around, but at least be able to move around a little bit and make the ball rotate some. And I haven't quite figured out what's going to go inside yet, and I'm still looking for a concept in terms of what the whole thing's going to look like. I
never had before, and people are basically afraid of the unknown. See, they know how it is right now. They understand it. They understand the status quo. And that's fairly comfortable. I mean, you might have a little bit of pain, but the unknown, now that's really scary.
See how it influences the colorful conversational game. Here is Betty.
Boys, let's all go for a spin in my new Thunderbird. And then we can iron out the rest of the world's urgent affairs as we sit by the lake. Are you game?
It'll take...
So I've found that most people fail to achieve what they want financially or sabotage themselves financially simply because they haven't gotten themselves ready for wealth, financial wealth.
Know how the support's going to work. I'm going to make a little depressions here for each of the marbles to go into these little wedge sections here. Probably put about 50 marbles into each one of these holes. Fiberglass those. This entire structure is going to be completely covered with fiberglass before long. You'll be able to climb up through the center of the thing.
Both ways. We cannot enjoy the wonderful advances in science and biology and mathematics at the same time keep these old concepts, Art, that came around, so far as we know, before there was civilization. Notions of self and the way we speak and the language, these are going to have to give way to different concepts.
It's the experience of your grace, the awakening of your genius, place the creating of union as an energy, as a function, place the awakening of mystery on the experiencing of wholeness and oneness, the experiencing of wonder into this Torah.
I was liable, even for catching cold, to be had up before the magistrates and imprisoned for a considerable period.
And they need to make money on it in a way that isn't going to help other people destroy the world.
The old affirmation was yea to exactly that, to the power of life as it consumed itself. And so the animals gave themselves as willing victims, and the warrior gave himself as a willing victim.
Here, I have an engineering degree from the University of Michigan and a physics master's. So I know a little bit, I know some about math and so forth, but a lot of this is trial and error. I like putting these things together for the things that I can learn and for trying to figure out, you know, how does this work and learning how to make fiberglass and all this sort of stuff. I mean, I've never had lessons in any of these sorts of things. I just sort of try it and then sooner or later you figure out what works and what doesn't work. You put too much catalyst in and pretty soon the whole thing's smoking and in danger of being on fire, and you say, oh, okay, well, catalyst is important. It's impossible for most people to see something has any value if it doesn't have any sort of financial reward at the end, or if it doesn't have some sort of a, you know, some sort of a thing that you end up with, a trophy, a prize.
How do you really know?
You're going to lose your home, you're going to lose your business, you're going to lose your money.
Want to go this way and up through the house? Yeah. Give us a little house tour.
Can't even go out for popcorn. Not that I've ever wanted popcorn during a show in my entire life. I think that kind of says it all.
Lon said belligerently.
Okay, but ask Ferd or George first, okay?
Barry asked. Do you have to get anything from your room before we go?
Just my hat,
Lon said.
Right,
Barry said.
In addition to the essential flaps, Lon's hat had strings coming down that could be tied under his chin to keep the quasi-canine man-child's fuzz-covered jowls warm. But as it was only September, it was sure to look strange.
It's so hard for me to explain. A couple little girls next door that come by and watch me work on stuff from time to time, and they ask me the same kinds of questions. What are you doing this for? Some of the best things in life are things that you don't get any money for. This is not something I'm doing to sell it. I'm not doing it to make money. I'm not doing it. It's something I want to do. And I tried to relate it to them. You know, they like to climb the tree out here. I said, you know, what do you get by climbing out of the tree? Is anybody going to reward you for that? I mean, you think you're going to get a job doing that? I said, it's just because you like doing that. It's like, well, that's why I'm doing this. You know, I mean, it's a bigger thing maybe, but it's, you know, it's just something I like to do.
Cole?
Something up there? Cole? I don't see anything.
Be real still.
We like shortcuts, don't we?
We like level shortcuts. We don't like mountainous shortcuts.
It's a little warmer today, so this is the first time we're seeing Mike's chest. It's really hard to pick up on video, actually. Mike has really sporadic hair patterns on his chest.
It's like a symbol.
It's like blank, hairy, blank, hairy.
You should see my pants. Look, it's Paraguay right there. Right there.
Wow.
You guys have Paraguay over here.
Yeah, look, I think I see Bolivia. What killed this dead mouse? Witchcraft?
About God.
Is that the Blair Witch? No?
Hey, brother.
Well,
Bernard. Joan says you have a check for me?
She said that. No, tennis is hers. In our separation agreement, it says she handles tennis and winter coats. I do sneakers and camp.
Okay. I'll take it up with her.
Shh. It's okay. Go back to sleep. These are my books.
Why are they going under my bed?
Because I bought them and I don't want to lose them. We'll put them back on the shelf when your father leaves.
It's Heather taking a piss. Oh, we go.
We are not on the cemetery trail. It's only be a... What?
There are no established criteria for when a U.S. attorney will enter a marijuana case. The federal government could prosecute any and every marijuana offender in the United States, all 724,000 of them, if it so desired. But in a typical year, the federal government charges less than 1% of those arrested. In some districts, there is a policy that the U.S. attorney will enter cases involving more than 100 plants or 100 pounds. In others, a federal prosecutor may simply take a special interest in a case.
Thank you. I'm going to play lead guitar and do vocals on a song I wrote. Hey you, out there in the cold, getting lonely, getting old, can you feel me? Hey you, standing in the aisles with itchy feet and fading smiles, can you feel me? Hey you, don't help them to bury the light. Don't give in without a fight. But it was only a fantasy.
That song was so good. Oh.
I shouldn't have broken up with Sophie.
Why did you?
I thought I could do better.
Better how?
I don't know.
That's good. You miss her.
Yeah, but I don't see myself as a person who's in this situation. I just don't. I don't see myself this way.
Well, this is how it is.
Oh.
I'll sue you, Joan. You know I will. You had an affair for 4 years with that fucking shrink that ruined our marriage, and I can get the kids. I talk to Eddie Goodman, who works on these cases all the time, and I have an open and shut case. Frank, Walt, get in the car.
Sue me? That's... I can't... You only wanted joint custody because you pay less child support that way. Because it's cheaper for you.
Walt, Frank...
I don't want
to
go.
I don't give a shit. Frank, get in the car.
It was important to me to have a place like your mother's.
And it's perfect for the amateur musician who really isn't interested in making a living at it, but still would like the...
Suck my dick ass, man.
A very important point. What makes a mythology? What does all this do for the organization and harmonization of our lives? What function do the myths serve? And then next week and weeks following, I'll try to see specifically how in the high civilizations these functions have been served.
It's very difficult to deal with overweight people, he said. It seemed to be a non sequitur, but it wasn't. Don Juan was simply going back to the subject he had introduced before I had interrupted him by hitting my back on the wall of his house. A minute ago, you hit my house like a demolition ball, he said, shaking his head slowly from side to side. What an impact. An impact worthy of a portly man. I had the uncomfortable feeling that he was talking to me from the point of view of someone who had given up on me. I immediately took on a defensive attitude.
That's the empty thing. Stacks and stacks of these recorders with wide-band Ampex tapes, specially made. This is the comb that's fitted over the communications cable to actually pick up. It's an inductive pickup. Mm-hmm. That's how it's wired on the seabed. That's from a Russian book. Cable lines, sensor grips, wired through preamps, and then the port container. And then the submarines come back and they pick up the cords. This kind of operation continued and has not stopped. If you get the fantastic book Blind Man's Bluff, all this stuff pretty much comes from Blind Man's Bluff. Some of it corroborated elsewhere, but you'll read it all in there. This is the submarine that's out there now. It's based up near Seattle, the USS Parsha. It has got an enormous chamber for subsea operations on cables. Parsha only came into operation after the end of the Cold War, after they'd been running these missions into the Sea of Okhotsk and to the Barents Sea to get intelligence. It's there now. Its work is valued. This is as much as is known. The Ivy Bells mission up to 82 in Okhotsk, the Barents Sea missions in Acetone and others, Pacific, Asia, Mediterranean, Near East operations before the Cold War was over. 1984, they even proposed laying a direct cable out of the Barents Sea tap into Greenland. That would only have cost $1 billion. It was abandoned. Every year, as Blind Man's Bluff uncovered, the USS Parsha and its crew has obtained the highest of citations from the Navy or from the President, and it continues up to 97, which is when they did their research. They're out there. They're collecting big time, and the latest news to break will be the new submarine they're getting for this purpose. Well, it's supposed to be classified information, so please don't share it. But coming up in 2004, apparently, and, you know, a cost in the same class as the communications intelligence collection satellites. If that's the plan, this must be a substantial contribution to the collection input. To
they don't have any problem stepping fibers, do they?
Other systems. Fibers are a problem. Fibers are a problem. Fiber fiber cable networks in denied or difficult territory are a real problem. Seabed fibers, I suspect, are not. I suspect they've got fixes to that. How do you tap a fiber optic cable? Several ways.
All right, well, here we are again.
I think of David Best's sculptures. He creates these beautiful temples made out of the cutouts that you see from a child's dinosaur kit. Now, normally, you look at a stack of this, and then you look at what David created with it, and there is something in the energy that created that that all of a sudden, it provokes reverence.
Nature conservation side, because you've walked through a housing estate for 5 minutes, you've walked up a path for 5 minutes, and the scene's changed dramatically. We're looking out over a quarry, a sort of a miniature mountain landscape, to, in the distance, a sea of houses, but we've got the elevated view, and it's got the wow factor, definitely, for primary school kids, and I suspect people such as yourself.
Well, it's like a posh version of Coronation Street, you know, the opening sequence of it. It's just row upon row upon row of houses, and in the foreground,
the Rocky Mountains.
The Rocky Mountains. Basically, we're standing here in a national nature reserve.
And we all write our memories on it all week, and then we burn it together. He made that for the people that were there.
And someday someone's going to find that we were there, even though we've tried to leave no trace. And they're going to say, these people must have thought this was a sacred place to go. And it's like we go there for some reason. And I don't know, I'm not sure what we worship.
That really affects people's lives. And sometimes it affects it profoundly at that time. And sometimes it affects it profoundly after the fact.
Hopefully you can't really try to find out what it is. I hope you don't find out. I don't think you can.
Listen, smirking to my frantic explanations that my weight was normal for my bone structure. That's right, he conceded facetiously. You have big bones.
I smoke Marlboros. You know why? Because you get prizes for smoking fucking Marlboros. The side of each pack has 5 miles on it. You send it enough miles, you get a prize. It's like getting rewarded for doing something that'll fucking kill you.
At 6:50 p.m., German summer time, that is 1 hour and 25 minutes ago, on this 22nd day of June 1940. And it was signed here in the same old railroad coach in the middle of Compiègne Forest where the armistice of November 11th, 1918 was signed. We're standing now about 35 yards from that historic railroad car. We've been keeping watch here since Adolf Hitler opened the armistice negotiations here at 3:30 yesterday afternoon. These negotiations have been going very fast, faster than in 1918 when it took 3 days before the Germans would write their names under the terms of armistice offered by Marshal Soult. Well, now, the armistice, though signed on the dotted line by the French and the Germans, does not go into effect yet. We've just been informed that the French delegation, which has just signed the armistice with the Germans here, is leaving by special plane for Italy. They should arrive there this evening or tomorrow. And then Italy will lay down armistice terms for ceasing its war with France.
This was particularly true of the founders of pre-Socraticism, Thales, Anaximander, and Anaximenes, all of whom lived in the Ionian city of Miletus.
It is understood that the order will be executed only at the stated limit price or better.
Bank of equipment. Multi-track tape recorder. So I'd play some of the patterns and I'd play against myself.
Meanwhile, at the end of February 1848, a pamphlet had appeared in London, printed in German. It was published by an obscure group, the Communist League.
The talks in Italy are expected to take at least as long as those here. And then the procedure will be like this. As soon as the French and Italians sign their armistice, the news will be sent to the Germans.
The title of the anonymous pamphlet, The Manifesto of the Communist Party, later changed to The Communist Manifesto, bore the names of Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels.
It's the cutting back on the agenda of questions which seems to me to be the important issue here. I mean, even more important than the question of whether God exists is the question of what questions are legitimate. And the standard answer to, I suppose, the theistic position in our time is that the question which the name God appears to be some sort of answer to doesn't make sense as a question, gets ruled out.
Entirely surrounded by houses.
That's right. There used to be a sea here a long, long time ago, and now it's been replaced by a sea of houses.
And I'd hear like two or three voices at a time. When I heard them, I thought, hey, I hear somebody singing. But, you know, there was nobody singing.
This is the phase of experience that is practically the same for all human beings. The growing up of the little psyche is timed in about the same way everywhere. I'll state in a minute what Freud's views are on this. Then the individual has to make that jump. Now, in every society, this is a matter of deep concern. The initiation rites in primitive societies are concerned with precisely that moment. No longer can fly back to mother. A perfectly obvious example is the sort of thing that happens in many African and Australian tribes, where when the little boys become kind of obstreperous and tough, moving on toward 11 and 12 and 13, the men come in ceremonial costume in a frightening aspect, and the little boys run automatically to mother for protection. Mother pretends to protect them, but the men take the boys away from mother, and mother's no protection anymore. Then the
What it was that the marimbas are pitched and have a very long decay. It's a long sound. Even though you're hitting a piece of wood, it rings for a long time because there's a resonator underneath it. And it begins to sound as if there are women singing kind of like Ella Fitzgerald. That kind of singing, we used to call scat singing. And so I thought to myself, well, this is coming from the marimbas. What if you really did have women in the room? And what if they really were listening carefully to this? It was all notated in front of them, and they began singing some of these patterns that are really there, but they would reinforce them, giving, if you like, what, a kind of audible chalk talk.
A time to meditate.
you send in 2,000 miles, which means you smoked 400 packages of cigarettes.
Little time yet, but we three certainly can iron out weighty matters, can't we?
And the Attorney General has called a news conference for 3:00. Put the pattern straight. I'm outraged. I'm outraged about many things that I've read about myself, that people have said. They've affected me deeply.
We expect to hear some more about all of these reports of arrests related to these terrorist attacks yesterday.
Kind of like the Mel Gibson syndrome. The Gibson-Michaels syndrome. Kind of like teenage acne or something. If the boy's got the boogie-woogie in him, it got to come out.
Sir, you're condensing. And the way it works is the more you condense things, the more expansive your brain becomes.
Like a house of mirrors. At least in the West. Now, a word from our leader.
Optimization. I talked briefly about needing to take advantage of existing digital tools they already have for their knowledge workers. About digitally linking their knowledge systems with business operations systems, and ultimately creating a new infrastructure around the PC and internet technologies.
Now back to planet Earth, where the heart beats and inhaling and exhaling go on. And following the script, yes, the good guys won. It's probably you. You and your ilk.
Felt kind of nervous and kind of high strung. And I went and read the label of this medication, and sure enough, there was just a slight bit of caffeine in it. And that was just enough to get me going and make me feel a little anxious.
On the Planet Earth station, like a mirror without the ore on it.
I'm going to have to go to macro.
I'll tell you why you should consider yourself privileged.
Hold on.
It got to come out.
That's got to be like, what the hell is she taking?
Back into harmony. These days, get your money's worth these days.
Why should I consider myself privileged?
I really hate having my reputation.
These days count.
I want to get just one eye.
Damn sure get your money's worth.
No one will ever know who's you.
Assuming things have worth.
Closest I've ever seen. So I'll give it an eight until I see something better.
Racking the exposure.
In the Matrix.
I usually don't.
Out there.
Just don't.
in one of the spheres.
I know you took my hands earlier.
It's got all the dimensions.
My hands. I really don't like
it. It has to.
It wasn't your face, it was your eye.
Okay. Yeah.
Everything has
like
to.
Eye hooded and veiled.
You can count on it.
Cool. All this black and this bright light.
Unless you're using an old computer. Then you can count between it. As it drops into the hole.
This is Omega Richard Thompson and
the hole of slowness.
Never heard a pastor like you, and I am a Christian, and there's no such thing as well. I was brought up in the woods, trapping.
You brought up in the woods?
Fishing. I've never caught a wolf
and never
in my
come
life.
Out.
And as a child, that's how I was brought up.
You
we had the woods for a living, and that's what I did, but I've never caught a wolf. I've caught muskrats. I've caught otters. I've caught necks. I've caught coons. I've caught possums. I've caught rabbits, but never rabbits.
You call me a coon?
You stole that money. You stole that money, sir.
You can repeat this bar, you know, let's say anywhere from 5 to 15 times. I don't want you to count those number of times. I want you to feel, well, that's clear. Now I'm going to move ahead.
Just sort of eyeball it. Be willing to take holidays. And following Gary Geiserman's day job rule, generally hang around the 90% rate, dipping up or down from that as the situation merits.
We shop too much because we're afraid of that unknown in our lives. We're filling our souls with the special effects. We're afraid of death. We shop too much because of death. But if death is inside of our lives, we're not going to sit in a traffic jam on 101 for 2 hours to get some stupid tchotchke. Afraid of death in your own life, there's a good chance that we're going to kill somebody. And you know what? We're doing it right now. Bombing Baghdad is shopping!
In the heart of this great city, we saw tragedy arrive on a quiet morning. And we have seen Americans in uniform storming mountain strongholds and charging through sandstorms.
We're going back to radical America! We can go forward to radical America! Amen! Be creative, people! Slow down the shopping however you can!
Blow that money the other way!
Sir, I need you to leave, please.
I ask the God that is now the product to come through my fingers into this cash register. Blow the money the other way! Amen and hallelujah! Change, hallelujah!
Do you know what they send you? This is no bullshit. A kayak. A Marlboro kayak. Now, is it me or is a kayak not the most thoughtful gift for a heavy fucking smoker? I got an iron lung. What am I gonna do? Go whitewater rafting?
Of course, according to some of the reminders of McLuhan, there's retrievals going on. Copiously. Of course, McLuhan was a retrieval himself, along with his own add-ons. It's all coming back to us now. Body vox populi that we are. Antibolic retrievals, some of which are from the big dishes parallaxed around. With the vector twist, of course, of the spice of life. Reclaim what's been lost, been matrixized out of our own existence. Some of it's coming in Mel Gibson-ized or Michael Richards-ized. Who will be next?
So that sounded neat. Penny was a neat character. She was kind of mischievous. The water in the chariot was a great scene. Bill and I were trying to get as wet as we possibly could.
Oh, we're getting wet, baby. It's going to be the old slippy slosh. Southeast Asian style. Just a big grope going on. By design, of course. We are but actors on a stage. But what a stage it is. Down clutching, never hurt anyone's sympathetic heart. As it all comes back to us now. All coming back. It's not backwards, but it isn't exactly so there is a bit of a twist. And then, of course, all the new things. Never been done before. Can't even tell you about them. You can't even hear them.
As you look at this scene, I think it's clear that law enforcement is doing whatever they can immediately to track down these suspects.
New metaphysics, kind of like a physic newly inserted directly down the middle of the channel. Every single time. Doesn't need to be lubricated either.
We'll begin our review by taking a look at just the first two. Real estate brokerage includes the activities of sales and leasing, property management, appraising, financing, and counseling. Under development and construction are the areas of land acquisitions, subdividing, construction, and marketing. In both your textbook and this CD set, the greatest emphasis is placed on brokerage because it's the specialty in which the majority of licensed people are acting.
You've got your own movie.
Real estate brokerage business is composed of those activities that provide
your own mini microplex
in return for compensation. This compensation takes
like
the form
cheap
of either a commission or a fee. Basically, licensed real estate agents are considered to be specialists, capable of saving a buyer or seller time and money through their expertise. This expertise is most often used in real estate sales, especially transactions involving the sale of
property. I'll just continue on. Nothing
other licensees specialize in
was impeding us.
Agricultural or industrial real estate.
So we're holio retrieving.
Another important activity within the brokerage division is property management. Remember that one important factor in the rapid growth of area. There's been an increase in absence.
The Hollywood Screen Directors present A Flight of Fancy into Time That Never Was. For a motion picture audience, there can be only one measure of a truly great director. His name, by itself, must be a badge of excellence upon the screen. Such is the name of our guest screen director tonight, for it has become a synonym for unforgettable...
And why is it that... That a culture limits itself to asking, as it were, a set of routine questions, which is...
French government at Bordeaux, or wherever it is, by wire or telephone. And then, 6 hours after this, 6 hours after the Germans inform the French government at Bordeaux that Italy and France have signed an armistice, then the fighting stops. The guns cease, fire, the airplanes come down, the bloodletting of war is at an end.
See from this how all the gold there is beneath the moon, or that there ever was, could not relieve one of these weary souls.
We're here today for a simple reason. Last year, several members of the United States military disgraced a uniform. By abusing enemy detainees, a handful of miscreants broke our laws, embarrassed their country, and created an international incident. Unlike Saddam, who practiced such abuse and much worse as a matter of state policy, the United States does not tolerate that kind of behavior. The military will bring the guilty to justice just as surely as Saddam could not escape accountability for his crimes. I know that because I know this secretary and the leadership team that he and the president have created for the Department of Defense. We're engaged in a complex and global war on terror and are operating against terrorists in two major theaters. We need to judge the department's leadership on its performance in that war, not on its public relations skills or the frequency with which a few egos on Capitol Hill get bruised.
The theme is beyond belief. I want to do a temple that's beyond anything that I could do. So I'm going to try to kind of bridge the thing between my collage work and the temple in terms of thousands and thousands of stars and thousands of cannon. So it's just layered. So this, again, is more showing a crew. They kind of get a feeling, you know. Then people start to build their own ways, you know, with the material that I provide them. What I want to do is have a sprinkler system, you know, like a, an irrigation system throughout this structure. So that the night of the burn, with misters, and I'm going to pump mist diesel, a mixture of diesel and gasoline, into it so that as when it lights, there'll be a vapor, so that the thing, it's going to burn. I want it to burn as fast as it can, so that it vanishes, so that if someone's talking or turning around, they're going to miss it.
was the 2005 MacFixit Archive CD-ROM. 1995 buys you a local copy of all the troubleshooting tips, late breakers,
and it's consuming a large amount of free drive space for the users affected by it. And this is actually a file that is spawned by some versions of Norton Antivirus after it's completed a virus scan. And it's a roundabout way of antivirus checking how much free hard drive space there is on your system. There's no actual data in the file, and it can be safely deleted. Normally, antivirus will just delete this file when the scanning is complete, but that's obviously not happening in some cases. So Symantec is on top of the issue. They released a maintenance update that fixes the issue, and you can obtain that update through the automatic live update function in antivirus.
I guess you're right. Symantec has been on top of it.
From Haydn up through Wagner is something, the narrative form with the climax and the exposition and the development and the recapitulation that you're talking about. And that is a quasi-literary form. And there are many people who are very in love with that. And I respect that. Some of the music, obviously some, you know, towering geniuses who produce music like that. Personally, I'm not interested. I'd rather hear something of Bach or before than any of that period. And that's reflected in the music that you hear of mine.
So take a moment to ready your surroundings. Perhaps to lower a light, or to arrange a pillow, or to close a door. To create a quiet space, and a safe one too.
When I first stumbled across it, I was watching a television show in the UK, and I saw a clip of Burning Man, and I can remember clearly saying, what a bunch of weirdos, what a bunch of freaks, this is mad. And then I said, these are my people, I need to be there.
What happens at the beginning of the third movement is da 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 da.
To have a wonderful PR, and that's true. But I also think it's exciting students about a way of life that's part of their future. They've got to get ready for this. Their grandchildren are probably going to be on space stations. They're going to be totally different fields. I mean, there's going to be space law. There's going to be business in space. And
what happens at the beginning of the third movement is da-da-dee-da-da-da. Well, you've been so used to hearing voices, you wonder what that is. Well, actually, what it is it's Paul saying, and the war was over. But you don't hear him first, because there has been so much speech, so much train whistle, so much siren, so much noise.
Students have to prepare for that future, and I think this will help them do that.
After selection, Krista McAuliffe began the rigorous training program demanded of astronauts.
Destroyed the radio station, but was forced to escape by swimming out to sea.
Just kids, you know, we were teenagers, and we wanted to get totally soaked, so when they would pour that water through the roof of the chariot, we tried to get as drenched as we could.
destroyed the radio station, but was forced to escape by swimming out to sea, with several of their men seriously wounded.
That the third movement begins to move away from all of this towards music, towards some kind of resolution of the situation, which of course can't be resolved, but...
Another world's possible, really. Just how do you make it real?
Boy is taken out into the men's dancing ground and given a terrific roughing up. He's circumcised and scarified and punched around and scared. And in the course of all this, all these early images of the father image and the mother image are transferred to the ancestral images of the tribe itself, so that these become the father-mother images, and the child suddenly becomes an adult. His body is changed. He doesn't have the same body anymore. And he is now, immediately, when he returns, married to some little girl who has been picked for him, and he's now a responsible citizen.
The question is,
so the first great crisis, and this is one in which Freud is particularly interested, is that of the transition from infancy and its dependency attitude to responsibility in terms of the requirements of this specific society.
No, I don't think it's a significant point. Some people say that it is. An hour after the market opens, I think maybe an hour and 20 minutes after the market opens, there might be some data there that's helpful, but I don't know for sure.
When you would go into this landscape, things would change, just change all around you.
If you do these things, I told them, you'll be prepared for the three fundamental business shifts that will occur as the result of all the digital inflection points.
Park of model dwellings where you wanted to put four cemeteries.
You did.
That's right, we did. We gave this town those things. We gave Bedford Falls and its citizens.
That's the trouble with you, Bailey. You gave everything. No wonder you never made any money.
What's galling?
Amazing, incredible things. So we used to do these zone trips, like going to L.A. with a couple of rented vans and people. And we get to a point where we get near our destination, and we would do a ceremony called Crossing the Line. And everybody would get out, and we were really just tired and exhausted, but very close to our goal. And we would all hold hands and step across this line.
Act of today's tragedy on space exploration, on national security, and on all Americans. That's our story tonight.
And when we were on the other side, everything was different.
The limit price is never the same as the stock's current market price. It is always away from the market, either above on sell limit orders or below on buy limit orders.
And it was somehow different. So we did that tradition, that same tradition of crossing the line. I took a stick and I drew a line across the playa there, right at the edge, and we all held hands and stepped across that line.
And stop hiding back to God.
No,
you are not a Christian. You are a hypocrite. If there's any werewolf, you're the damn werewolf. You are not a Baptist. And
they
should go over there, and you should be arrested.
If you did it,
you would be arrested.
For what? What they going to arrest me for?
Because you stole some money, claimed it was for a child. That was an excuse and a lawyer.
If you're a person,
get the money back and give it back to the child for to have it serving. You are worse than the devil. You worse than Ben Letterman. You stole the money. You owe his teeth. What part of the goddamn jungle you came from?
And we roared out onto this vast plain and set up camp and did Burning Man for the first time in the Black Rock Desert. That line has now grown to a 2-mile diameter circle and expanding.
A yellow belly for hiding my face against his chest and for getting sick to my stomach all over him. I had definitely hooked onto a morbid strand in my life. I told him then the story of my best friend, Roy Goldpiss. He actually had a Polish surname, but his friends called him Goldpiss because whatever he touched, he turned to gold. He was a great businessman.
The creative thrill of getting their music out to a global market, really.
Well, in many ways, it is expanding your career options. You can
whatever I feel like. It's another thing. I get to throw in whatever I feel like because I'm not obligated to anyone. The record company isn't holding me to a certain genre. I can throw a jazz tune on my album of pop songs and not care because...
All right.
...conditions for subsequent interviews. And they were implying that he had sanctioned this activity and that this activity is wrong for a reason. I think the reason is you may get your MPs involved in the wrong kind of activity, or they may, without adequate supervision, go beyond what is approved procedure.
Mad guy who loved counting things, and he would he made experiments like finding out whether how many of the most beautiful women in England lived where, and he had a pocket full of little counters and going through the streets.
That is Dalton.
And one day he thought that he wanted to see what it was like being an idolater. So he hunted around for the least likely thing to raise an idolatrous whim in himself. He
from Haydn up through Wagner is something, the narrative form with the climax and the exposition and the development and the recapitulation that you're talking about. And that is a quasi-literary form. And there are many people who are very in love with that.
No one's going to come after me, or my contract won't be in jeopardy. Do you listen to other musicians on MP3? I do. As time permits, I try to.
And I respect that. Some of the music, obviously, some towering geniuses who produce music like that. Personally, I'm not interested. I'd rather hear something of Bach or before than any of that period, and that's reflected in the music that you hear of mine.
Around MP3.com and hear what everyone else is doing.
Wait.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, honeys.
What are you doing?
Just changing things around a bit. I've come by to tell you I'm not staying here anymore.
Why?
You know why.
Hi.
has handily the methodologies for answering. It's almost as if the methods we've got for answering questions dictate what questions we allow to be asked.
Did you just put that peanut up your nose?
Cashew.
You are alive. Being alive, you continually seek to be living and beloved. You continually seek to be living your dreams, and you yearn, oh yes, you yearn to be loving your life. You are alive with goodness, truth, and beauty. You now stand as magicians. Whether or not you are comfortable with calling yourself such, you now stand before the future that is waiting, the future that is so ready to be growing and to be changing in ways that are yet to be imagined, in unfathomable ways yet to be envisioned.
Yes, Pickle, that is such an idiotic, stupid thing to do.
No, it's out. I got it.
We're reading A Tale of Two Cities in English. Is that any good?
It's minor Dickens. Popular in schools, but I think David Copperfield or Great Expectations is much richer. What is it about high school that you read all the worst books by good writers?
You should read it yourself and see what you think of it.
I don't want to waste my time.
You stand before futures so ready to be charted anew. Comfortable or not with who you are, you stand before the world that waits upon you. A world that waits to be defined, to be created by you. You stand tall, you stand in the light and in the substance of yourself, magicians.
Its author was Marx, an exile from Prussia, living in Brussels. Although the pamphlet was lost sight of in the confusion and tumult of 1848, its ideas would eventually produce more profound and successful revolutions than all those that shook Europe to its foundation in that year. Today, one-third of the human race lives under regimes that claim to be Marxist. In this presentation, we will sketch the background of Karl Marx.
It's like there are millions of weeds growing up. And you know what weed is? A weed isn't a species of plant. A weed is any and one plant. And the world says, well, we're just farming corn here. Get rid of those weeds. And we're just farming this crop or that crop. And this is what's valuable. That's not valuable. We don't need that. It's not valuable. You're not valuable. Live in your passions and make yourself available to visions. Don't try to rationalize it too much. Just move toward what feels most real. And then, for God's sake, accept the help of your friends, because that'll keep you sane. If you focus yourself single-mindedly on that, then maybe you can end up doing what you were meant to do.
That's
what the hell, no camp kind of place is that?
That's way down the Gulf of New York.
Those very armpits of America, such as Akron, Ohio, Port Arthur, Texas, Little Rock, Arkansas, whence evolved the most
Lubbock.
Twisted...
Lubbock,
Homo connectus.
Lubbock's kinetic, home of the orthopedic shoe, and also the brand new Whizzer model, which can literally lift us into cosmic space.
Because these places are like a cauldron where the pinkness eats away at the lone mutant, where he or she
is
like...
steaming.
The only punk in McCrory, Arkansas,
like
or the only queer in McLean, Texas.
In the goodness, in the truth, and in the beauty, magicians.
So when he called me into his office one day, I was just about the most surprised man at Bedford Falls.
I want to tell you, George Millard, that during the Depression, you and I have been about the only ones kept our heads in this town.
Thanks, Mr. Potter.
All that talent, and where did it get you? 28 and 29, married, and making $40 a week.
45.
And you're the smartest young fellow in town.
All right. Now, what's your point, Mr. Potter?
I want to hire you.
You want to hire me?
Manage my affairs, run my properties. $20,000 a year.
Dollars?
And 2 months vacation with pay before you start working. Take yourself a little jaunt around the world first, eh?
That's what I've told my son, to do that. I see the Black Rock Desert as this place where people can go out there and they can do anything they want, however crazy it is, whether it makes sense, and whether or not it's useful by any conventional category, and maybe they will discover something in themselves.
And the future and the world waits. They wait upon you. Futures waiting to be charted. Futures fluid and flexible enough to be transformed. Futures waiting for a new course to be a defiant. A world waiting to be made new, a world waiting to be created by you.
Reclaim the lost, denied parts of themselves. Many other philosophers, psychologists, poets, playwrights, and artists have expressed the ideas of masculine and feminine energy within ourselves and within everything.
His talent for business made him a super ambitious being. He wanted to be the richest man in the world. However, he found the competition was too tough. According to him, doing business alone, he couldn't possibly compete, for instance, with the head of an Islamic sect, who at that time got paid his weight in gold every year. The head of the sect would fatten himself as much as his body allowed him before he was weighed. Then my friend Roy lowered his sights to being the richest man in the United States. The competition in this sector was ferocious. He went down a notch. Perhaps he could be the richest man in California. He was too late for that, too. He gave up hope that with his chains of pizza and ice cream parlors, he could ever rise in the business world to compete with the established families who owned California. He settled for being the richest man in Woodland Hills, the suburb of Los Angeles where he lived. Unfortunately for him, one of his neighbors was Mr. Marsh, who owned factories that produced A1 quality mattresses all over the United States. And he was rich beyond belief. Roy's frustration knew no limits. His drive to accomplish was so intense that it finally impaired his health. One day he died from an aneurysm in his brain. Roy's wife begged me, as his best friend, to make sure that the corpse was properly dressed. I went to the funeral parlor, where I was led by a male secretary to the inner chambers. At the precise moment I arrived, the mortician, working on a high marble-topped table, was forcefully pushing up the corners of the upper lip of the corpse, which had already entered rigor mortis, with the index and little finger of his right hand, while he held his middle fingers against his palm. As a grotesque smile appeared on Roy's dead face, the mortician half turned to me and said in a servile tone, "I hope all this is to your satisfaction, sir." His wife, it'll never be known whether she liked him or not, decided to bury him with all the garishness that, in her opinion, his life deserved. Bought a most expensive coffin, a made affair that looked like a telephone booth. She had gotten the idea from a movie. Roy was going to be buried sitting as if he were making a business call on the telephone.
Or the only whatever, the only sub-genius in New York.
I'm sorry, guys. I
can't.
I got it.
I find a lot of Baroque painting very sexual, religious painting very sexual, you know, whether it's a repressed sexuality that's represented in these kind of more religious images or not. The fact is, you kind of almost lose the story in the tumult of bodies that are depicted in the paintings.
Maybe they'll discover that focal plane between them and the world, and maybe they'll discover a life. Listen, if I could do it, a failed bicycle messenger, a failed taxi driver, a failed gardener, a failed, you name it, by any normal standard, I was an abject, complete failure. Now I see that that was actually a sustained course of study for everything I'm doing now.
In a way, it is about sex.
Of course it's about sex.
The world and the futures wait upon you.
Contact people said we'd like to go out with Sammy and, you know, together and do this thing. And I thought, now Skinner sounds cool. I mean, now that's going to be fun. That's going to be more drinking than anybody can handle.
Well, the bands are compatible. They're both totally. You know, good rock and party bands. They're great guys, so you'll get along well with them as opposed to
I actually met Skinner when I was in Montrose way back then, you know, as some of the guys. And, you know, we're not old friends or nothing. I mean, I don't think we've run into each other more than twice in 25 years or something. But, you know, yeah, the music's totally compatible. I've always been a Skinner fan, and I think it's just going to be great. I'm nicknamed...
Gustad isn't as successful as he used to be? Now that you're publishing and he isn't, is that it?
Well, that's not a nice thing to say.
Because this is a great family and I don't know why you're screwing it up.
If we could avoid it, I would.
Why are you doing this now? You've been together 16 years.
17.
I can't imagine living with you guys like this.
Don't most of your friends already have divorced parents?
We do not speak in hyperbole. We never do.
Yeah, but I don't.
Well, now you do.
You may wish we did. It would be less challenging. It would be less frightening and more comfortable, perhaps.
Oh, not at all. I'm not sure I really understand that angle.
I think you're doing a foolish thing.
Listen, Chicken, I understand how unhappy you are. I'm unhappy too, and I don't want you or Frank to blame yourself for any of this. It has nothing to do with you.
The current price. You believe the stock will move to the specified price within a reasonable period of time, and when it does, you want your order to be executed.
Operation that had problems, no doubt. There was a chain of command that never exercised together before, much less fought together. What we ran into was more than we expected.
To read the report by Major General Ryder, which is on your timeline over there, was presented on the 6th of November, but actually took place between the 13th and the 6th. If you read the second report by Major General Tagovo and read the first one, you might think you're in two different countries. The first report does not mention escapes. It does not mention the assistance of Iraqi guards in those escapes. It does not mention that a weapon was smuggled to an Iraqi prisoner. And yet, if checking the timelines, most of these things occurred while General Ryder's team was in Iraq.
We're walking through the dust storm, and as we're walking through the dust comes a guy who's dressed in like a top hat and tails, and he's sitting on a motorcycle, which was a platypus about 10 feet long, and his girlfriend was on the back riding side saddle with a really big sun hat. It was all lace, and then she had this big, not like a hoop skirt, but this big full skirt, and it was all covered in sporks. The whole thing was sporks all around, you know, fork spoons and plastic. It was the most gorgeous thing ever. It was just unbelievable. And then we kept walking and it all disappeared back into the dust. And I never saw him again.
That was a lot of fun, that scene. Off the set, Bill and I used to run around the, sounds weird, but under the sets at 20th Fox, there's air conditioning tunnels with big fans, and it's really scary and really dark and creepy down there, and we used to go down and kind of just look around and hide and play hide-and-go-seek and hide things and go find them. And I mean, it was just kids trying to burn up time. And sometimes we'd sneak onto other sets and look at what they were doing. That was kind of fun.
A chain of command that never exercised together before, much less fought together. What we ran into was more than we expected.
But we do not speak in hyperbole. We are not speaking in it now.
We are a jolly good team, we three conversationeers. Two boys and a wisp of a girl in a whirl of merry conversation.
You are the magicians, whether or not you are comfortable with the label. Whether or not you are comfortable with who you truly are. The future.
I never think of the stuff and anything I build at Burning Man as impermanent. I've been making art for 30 years, and I'm in the basement of the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. So there's ultimate success, right? 30 years of working and your piece is in the basement. Build a structure in the desert. If someone has this, quote, spiritual experience with something I've made in the desert or we've made in the desert, they're not going to throw that away. You're raised with the fantasy that if you become an artist and you're going to get your work in museums and people are going to remember you forever. That's possibly true for a handful of artists. But for the rest of the artists that are still creating, there's got to be some other motivation besides maybe someday my work will be in a museum. But I like the idea of affecting people. In Burning Man Junk, even though it's maybe not considered the highest art compared to the New York art scene or the Paris art scene, it certainly has a pretty radical impact on a lot of people.
That's a nice report. It feels good. T-minus 25 seconds.
I could go on like this forever.
20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 9.
I went to interview him. He tried to sell me insurance.
And I just think that there's a very troubling question which kind of niggles on the edge of all the other questions.
Waiting to be charted, for a new course to be defined, the world waiting to be created by you. And you come this night to chart the new course. You come this night to live your dreams, to love your life. And we welcome you. We welcome you. It is a pleasure. It is a joy. It always is. It is a pleasure and a joy to be with you, to work and then to explore with you, and to love with you. It is a delicious pleasure, ever lifting, ever expanding. It is a grand joy, suffused with wonder, to have this chance once again, to have this chance not only to love with you, but this chance to love you.
Become disconnected or unhappy with or unable to maintain your friendships with men, this is an indicator that you've reached an imbalance in your life. If you're able to relate to women better than you are to men, you're in danger of becoming an...
She's Dutch, not political, entirely business-minded. She lives in Horen. She's there now.
This is dependable information.
For which you pay nothing. We're giving you this. You understand why?
But you want me to believe that you had nothing to do with the murder of my partner.
We inhabit a world of intersecting secrecies.
We live and die at the places where those secrecies meet. That's what we accept.
We buy information for you from your enemies.
This alerts them. You're not the only people looking for names.
You're telling me I'm being hunted now?
He's telling you it's time for you to quit.
The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. But time and chance happens to them all. Evil falls suddenly. Who can say when it falls?
A course in poetry and performance, which involves his specialization ethnopoetics and Native American and other indigenous forms of poetry presentation. And
so it is with pleasure and joy, and mostly with love, that we welcome you as you come this night to chart the new course, as you come this night to begin more fully, more richly, living your dream, loving your life more earnestly, more successfully, and more magically than ever before. Yes, welcome. In the present sense, this is the second phase of this year, 2005, the year of illumination.
Mostly data. Poems, to prove once and for all that my heart belongs to Dada.
In your world, it is a time of manifestation, a time to manifest new resolve. For you as magicians, not only to manifest new resolve, but also to manifest new image and new direction. In the broader sense, after the critically important American election in November, there are those among you for whom it is time to bolster your spirit your spirit radiant with light.
Friend of mine from right here in Austin, Texas, joining us. And for years, Texas broadcast and written and exposed NASA just overtly, totally satanic, folks. I mean, just overtly, the names, the missions, the numerology. And we're not talking about the astronauts themselves. We're talking about how it's been used as a platform for political control, for distractions, diversions. And Tex, I know you're about to get into the history of that. I was attacked in the front section of the San Antonio Express News yesterday. I just learned of this last night. Conspiracy theorists come out of the woodwork after disaster. And the article starts off at Infowars.com. There is speculation linking the disaster to an alleged 62 government death plot scenario revolving around astronaut John Glenn as a basis to attack Cuba. The loss of the Columbia also has been called a political distraction. It will serve as a dual purpose of unifying the country behind President Bush as he grandstands for the war with Iraq. It is just one of the messages visitors can read posted at Infowars.com.
Good. We're going to need some help tonight. And we're going to ask for something we call the unknown to come into us. Up farther, you feel your fingers going up above the ridge. We're going up for the unknown between the stars. Up above the arches, up above the swooshes, up above the barcodes, up above the jack-in-the-box, up above the transnationals.
Listen, Billy Pilgrim has come unstuck in time. Billy Pilgrim could not sleep on his daughter's wedding night. He was 44. The wedding had taken place that afternoon in a gaily striped tent in Billy's backyard. The stripes were orange and black. Billy and his wife Valencia nestled like spoons in their big double bed. There was a full moon. Billy got out of bed in the moonlight. He felt spooky and luminous. Felt as though he were wrapped in cool fur that was full of static electricity. He looked down at his bare feet. They were ivory and blue. He shuffled down his upstairs hallway, knowing he was about to be kidnapped by a flying saucer. Billy Pilgrim padded downstairs. He had an hour to kill before the saucer came. He went into the living room, turned on the television. He came slightly unstuck in time. Saw the late movie backwards, then forwards again. It was a movie about American bombers in the Second World War and the gallant men who flew them. Seen backwards by Billy, the story went like this.
To bolster your spirit and then to plunge into and to plumb the depths in search of greater and richer substance.
Oh, do you feel the unknown now coming down? Ooh, coming down. Whoa, yeah, the unknown. Bring it down into your arms now. Oh, and then my neck here. What you got my head now? You feel it in your heart? Is your heart making circles? Hallelujah. Oh, down, yeah. Down below, down into the... Yeah, the unknown is coming into our hips now, children. Watch out. We're down into the knees, down into the feet, down. Stories don't get told in the same way in fluorescent big boxes. The fact is, you can't stop and tell a story of a certain length or with a certain amount of unknown in it. In a big box store, you'll get arrested. I think there's hope. I think we can do this. We need the unknown.
Nice guy and not very masculine to women. Remember, women are turned off by effeminate men.
That is to say, it is time for some among you to work with your dynamism, to work with your energy, your force, to not only more consciously create your reality, but to as well, more consciously and more actively, participate in the great work of creating the world around you.
This is a version of a series of Navajo horse blessing songs that I've been translating since the late 1960s.
American planes full of holes and wounded men and corpses took off backwards from an airfield in England. Over France, a few German fighter planes flew at them backwards, sucked bullets and shell fragments from some of the planes and crewmen. They did the same for wrecked American bombers on the ground, and those planes flew up backwards to join the formation.
So communication is possible, but we have to have some type of reciprocity. Technology is going to have to be engaged at some point, or it can't go anywhere. Well, if it's real fast.
What's going on with the Mars Observer? Why has it failed and why can't we see it on Mars?
Did you hear the question?
Yes, the question was, what's happening with the Mars Observer and why can't we see what's happening on Mars? Well, I had hoped that the Mars Observer would succeed. I looked forward to those pictures, believe me.
Look at you. You were going out and licked the world once. What are you now? You're a miserable clerk crawling in here on your hands and knees and begging for help. $500. Now you're worth more dead than alive.
Oh, that's very true.
You want me to help you, huh? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to swear out a warrant for your arrest.
Arrest?
Misappropriation of funds.
Arrest, but Mr. Potter...
Merry Christmas, George.
We must never, as people in our daily lives or as a nation, stop exploring, stop hoping, stop discovering. We must...
While it is so for others, that out of that election that was so powerfully a demarcation and a point of distinction, for you it is time to trust your soul vibrant with its substance. And with that trust, to allow your soul to guide you into the depths, seeking the light that is still hidden or is still lost in that muck and in that mire of substance. That is, it is time for you to embrace your mystery, to embrace your power and your magic, to likewise not only more consciously create your reality, but to more actively and more consciously participate in your expression of the great work that your world, that the futures and your world are about. In the present sense, in the broader sense, and also in a personal sense, you are here and you are listening. For reasons, you are here this night, for reasons known and unknown to you. Or at whatever time it may be, you are listening to the recording of this evening. And whether present in the room or listening, that you are listening. Some part of you knows, some part of you knows that it is time for you to stand tall in your light and deep in your substance.
Chapter 12. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying,
Speak to the children of Israel, saying, If a woman conceives and bears a male child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, as in the days of her monthly period she shall be unclean. In the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. She shall continue in the blood of purification 33 days. She shall not touch any holy thing, nor come into the sanctuary, until the days of her purifying are completed.
No soda.
No, we're not allowed soda.
I guess there's two kinds of parents. Those who allow soda and sugar cereal, and those who don't.
But if she bears a female child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks, as in her period, and she shall continue in the blood of purification.
We're not supposed to use the paper towels to wipe our hands. The cloth is for that.
Want to play ping pong?
I'm going to lie down.
And I was very sad to see it fail. I think it was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I remote viewed it at the time. And my impression is, my clear impression is, that it was a very fine quality craft. It was the best and most complex object that we've ever sent out into space. There was nothing wrong with it. I believe it encountered a foreign object and was deliberately snuffed.
Okay. 66 days.
The reason for that.
When the days of her purification are completed for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring to the priest at the door of the tent of meeting a year-old lamb for a burnt offering and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering.
Shit.
19-7.
How long were you and Mom not getting along?
Oh, a couple of years.
Thought we would work it out. I wanted to. I tried, as you know. I tried very hard. Your mother ultimately wasn't interested in that.
Why not?
I think it has very little to do with me.
Mother, shit, fucker!
Frank!
She could never make up her mind. She'd pull away, and then she'd get angry at me for not being more aggressive. Her affair with that man, Richard, made it difficult, finally, for me to save the marriage. It became a fait accompli.
Affair?
With Richard.
Who's Richard?
Old man from the neighborhood. I think she met him at one of Frank's Little League games. A shrink. Seems sort of like an ordinary guy, not an intellectual.
How long was she having the affair?
About 4 years.
You're kidding.
No, I thought you knew this.
Not to prevent it from sending back pictures or to be secretive or anything like that. I think it was snuffed in exactly the same spirit that the highway department would remove a big rock from Highway 101.
And he shall offer it before the Lord and make atonement for her, and she shall be cleansed from the fountain of her blood.
It's time for you to activate your dynamism of energy and force, or your mystery of magic and power.
And men are turned off by masculine women. They don't like to hear that, and it's often shocking to hear, but it's true.
In the midst of a most violent reaction, a mixture of impotence and anger, the kind of anger that couldn't be vented on anyone. You certainly are morbid today, Don Juan commented, laughing, but in spite of that, or perhaps because of that, you're almost there. You're touching it.
To transform, to transform pieces or to transform chunks of your reality. In the present sense, in the broader sense, in the personal sense, you are here and you are listening.
Goes on to attack me viciously. When all I did, it says alleged death plot, Northwoods is admitted, Tex.
Yes. But, well, it's all admitted, but, for example, in your own book, you actually have the official government document, that was obtained under the Freedom of Information Act. So that there is the actual document in its entirety in your book. So it's not alleged at all. Well, of course you'll be attacked, but that also tells you, the The San Antonio Express is part of the Gannett chain, and no doubt they're going to make sure that nothing comes out other than the approved version of events here. And that's what we're going to see
well,
is a whitewash.
When you read the text of this, they actually say that the Internet allows people to put out this stuff. We need control over it. These people are out doing this. I have a hyperlink on the main page of my website to the Northwoods document. I have mainstream news articles about it.
Of course. And this is a concerted campaign. You know, just recently we had one of the network news biggies on Fox News, and he stated what we need is a gatekeeper for the Internet because people are getting news that is just not accurate.
You said you wrote the song you played in assembly.
Uh-huh.
Why?
I don't know.
Did you have a reason?
I felt I could have written it.
Okay. But you didn't. It was written by Roger Waters of Pink Floyd. I think you know that.
Yes, but I felt I could have, so the fact that it was already written was kind of a technicality.
I see. I can imagine this is a little uncomfortable for you to talk about.
I guess. It's hard to explain.
I wonder how you're feeling right now.
I don't know.
And this is the final version of one of them on tape for four voices. My own voice done four times at different removes from the original. And to that, in performance, I'll add a fifth voice live. This is the first of 17 horse songs.
People are hungry for this kind of a community building experience where they create their own entertainment as opposed to they sit in front of the TV and watch it.
The only nearest equivalent is like you can think of the 60s and like Woodstock, but this is anti-Woodstock. You make yourself
and
realize
here,
that another world is possible. You know, just how do you make it real?
The hero, enemy slayer, son of the sun god, starts out on the journey to bring back horses and other good things to the earth, to the house of his mother, Changing Woman. If you can follow the words, because what I'm translating are not only words, but sounds and distortions of words, and also translating the music, which is not then Navajo music, but the music of the translation, the key words say something like, all are now here, some are mine and there. Gone. All are now some are there and mine. All gone and some going there are mine. All gone and some going there are mine.
How do you make it real?
City that was in flames. The bombers opened their bomb bay doors, exerting a miraculous magnetism which shrunk the fires, gathered them into cylindrical steel containers, and lifted the containers into the bellies of the planes.
Yes, you are listening. The question, can you hear? Can you hear?
If we can get back to that bigger and more awkward question, but for a return for the moment to the card-carrying atheist,
yeah.
I always get the impression that the card-carriers, and there were more of them, as you say, once than there are now, is it not the case that the reason why there were so many explicit article writing, card carrying atheists who, as it were, affirmed their position and recruited people and so forth. People like Bradlaugh, for example, or Annie Besant, and John Stuart Mill, for instance. But the reason why they were so explicitly card carrying was that they were up against a formal institution which forbade there being a disbelief.
Sure. I mean, those were the days when it was intellectually interesting to be a card-carrying atheist. I think...
We think we know how it works, more to the point, when it will end.
Cut to the punchline.
Death, Chloe. Unexpected death.
Or pagan deities and gods and so forth. Now, the interesting thing, remember the supposedly first moon landing was Apollo 11. I think you've heard the number 11 before, on 9/11, okay? So that number 11 was very significant. And by the way, now they mention here in this article in the Scottish Rite Journal, Alex, it said included in the display is the Scottish Rite flag. Now that's a flag that has the 33rd degree emblem, which is the double-headed eagle, okay? The Scottish Rite flag sewn by Inga Baum, librarian of the Supreme Council, 33rd degree, at the time of the moon landing, the flag. Okay, now get this. The flag was carried by astronaut and Masonic brother Buzz Aldrin, then a 32nd degree Scottish Rite Mason of Houston, Texas, during his historic moonwalk. Now I want to ask anybody out there, when they watched the 1969 moonwalk, right, if they've seen movies of it, etc., and we all have, did you ever see Mason brother Buzz Aldrin carrying around a double-headed eagle flag? The answer is absolutely not.
You can have all the visions in the world. If you don't want to work, you won't get it done.
It was a secret occult ritual held on the surface of the moon, supposedly by the Masonic brothers. Now, at the Scottish Rite Temple in Washington, D.C., there is also a picture of Neil Armstrong, the first man supposedly to set foot on the moon. And there he stands, and in front of him he is holding his Masonic apron, which covers the genitals, which is, of course, the area of power, secret power, in the occult Masonic ritual. So,
and hence the symbol of the obelisk and all the rest of it.
Absolutely, the shaft of the sun god Apollo.
Why don't you send me something I can use, like a Marlboro cup for my black phlegm? How's that sound? Somebody moaned. If you're offended by that, you better fucking leave now, motherfucker. If you're offended by black phlegm, there's the door. Pieces of shit.
You little bitch.
Excuse me while I drink Jack Daniels through a straw. I don't have too many issues, do I? Got a lot of fucking vices, though, I'm trying to get rid of. Over the years, I've also developed an enormous gambling problem. You're not in show business for a decade and dressed like this without a bad gambling problem. I was making 35 grand a week on a sitcom. I'm wearing the same jacket I wore at a Rush concert in 1981. And the reason I got no money from gambling is because I like to bet on the New York football cocksucking fucker fuck me in the ass Giants. The Giants haven't covered a fucking game since the Reagan administration. The Giants used to be a lot more frustrating to bet on because they had this old guy who was like a drunk and he had Alzheimer's disease and he announced the fucking games on the radio and he always made mistakes. So if you had a bet on the game, you didn't know what the fuck was going on. This guy Jim Gordon would say shit like this on the radio. You'd have a bet and you'd go like this. You go, Sims drops back looking for a receiver. He's going way deep, long, long, way down for Baker, baby. Touchdown, Giants. No, he dropped it.
When the bombers got back to their base, the steel cylinders were taken from the racks and shipped back to the United States of America, where factories were operating night and day, dismantling the cylinders, separating the dangerous contents into minerals. Touchingly, it was mainly women who did this work. The minerals were then shipped to specialists in remote areas. It was their business to put them into the ground, to hide them cleverly, so they would never hurt anybody ever again.
I never think of the stuff in anything I build at Burning Man as impermanent. I've been making art for 30 years, and I'm in the basement of the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. So there's ultimate success, right? 30 years of working and your piece is in the basement. Build a structure in the desert. If someone has this, quote, spiritual experience with something I've made in the desert or we've made in the desert, they're not going to throw that away.
Dad isn't as successful as he used to be.
Suck my dick ass, man.
A new course. You come this night to more earnestly, honestly, successfully, magically live your dreams and love your life. You're listening, but the question is, can you hear it?
And it whose natural dynamic causes it to repeat the same cycle of behaviour over and over again. Biology hooks together huge circuits of oscillators, which interact with each other to create complex patterns of behaviour. Such coupled oscillator networks are the unifying theme of this chapter. Two biologically distinct but mathematically similar types of oscillator are involved in locomotion. The most obvious oscillators are the animal's limbs, which can be thought of as mechanical systems, linked assemblies of bones, pivoting at the joints, pulled this way and that by contracting muscles. The main oscillators that concern us here, however, are to be found in the creature's nervous system, the neural circuitry that generates the rhythmic electrical signals that in turn stimulate and control the limb's activity. Biologists call such a circuit a CPG, which stands for Central Pattern Generator.
Time for Billy Pilgrim to go out into his backyard to meet the flying saucer.
Talking about mother, mother, please help me. There's something terrible's happened to me. I don't just keep me here until I get over it. Please.
I never saw you before in my life.
It ceased to be intellectually interesting, which is why I find the likes of a card-carrying atheist like Richard Dawkins to be really just an inverted image of a certain kind of rather narrowed-down theism. There's a sort of fundamentalism about Dawkins' atheism which matches, as in the reversing of a mirror image, that which he's rejected. And it seems to me there's a certain locking of that card-carrying atheist into a fixed form of theism which it opposes, which, if you like, also matches on the atheist side the refusal to ask certain sorts of questions on the theistic side. To give you a practical example, it seems to me that if you suppose that in this world there is a space which must be occupied by evolution, and that whatever space is occupied by evolution, God has to be excluded from, then it doesn't really matter which way around you have it.
Are we on or off?
Take in strangers and let somebody I know send them.
Uncle Billy sent me, your brother.
You knew him?
Well, of course I know him. I saw him just today.
That's a lie. He died in the insane asylum after old man Potter took over the loan company. Why do you lie to me?
Mother.
Mahmoud Hamshari.
Yes?
When you find new ways to perceive the world, you can begin to perceive a new world. More than perceive reality differently, you can perceive different realities.
This is the law for her who bears, whether a male or a female. If she cannot afford a lamb, then she shall take two turtle doves or two young pigeons, the one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering, and the priest shall make atonement for her. And she shall be clean.
When you get ready to go to Burning Man, as soon as you leave your door of your house, you're at Burning Man.
Writing.
I'm working on the Peugeot story.
Did you take my note about the ending?
Some of it.
Does he still die?
Yeah.
Then you didn't take my note.
Shit they was doing was excellent. Yeah, yeah, show was perfect. One with the tits, you know the girl's fit. Slim girl was holding her hips, stroking her tongue all over her clit. Girl is getting pornographic. Should I have been recording that shit? One girl tits out, thinking a big man. Next girl down south, licking a bitch out. Grinding was down on my dick and shining. Next minute, me and the black bitch was grinding. Went outside and left them. and whining. When I come back in, there was 69 in. All I was climbing, chick screaming, whipped cream all over a tit scene. These lion queens were bad and pristine. Remember, dream I had a 15. Last time I seen was at the club. It was me, two girls, and scrappy love. That thing was a bit nice last, but now there's enough for the both of us.
I hate it when you're obscure.
Just listen. I got to the restaurant at 10 past 8.
Adam! Same old flea-bitten sport jacket.
Hello, Frederick.
Don't worry about the receding hairline. My spies in Budapest tell me they're a decade away from the definitive cure.
I'm not worried about losing my hair.
Your anxiety is safe with me. Now, there's no need to read the menu. I've already interviewed the chef. We're having spinach to start, then garlic mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes as a main course?
Oh, don't tell me. You're still mixing your starches and proteins. I thought you were a midlifer.
I am.
When do you expire?
At 64.
Oh, poor Adam. I get to carry on till I'm 92.
Yes, I know, Frederick. Mm.
So, tell me, what's going on here?
Where?
Manhattan, of course. I want to hear all the latest fads.
The latest fads?
Oh, stop being so obtuse.
Yeah, I'm just an old-fashioned dial-a-geek, Frederick. Some old lady in Brooklyn can't work her modem. I get on the monorail and fix it.
Modems? Who uses modems anymore?
Not everyone is ecstatic about having their brains wired with neuroelectrical implants.
Oh, dear Adam, you always were a nostalgic, but now you're veering toward retroactive bohemianism.
Those labels are meaningless, Frederick.
Labels are everything. Do you know how much I earn per year by coining new labels?
You obviously earn a whole heap of money.
Guess what they pay me?
You told me last time, $5 million a year.
$5 million? You're out of date. Guess what they pay me this year?
Oh, one of the new trends in Manhattan, Frederick. Nobody talks about money.
Seriously?
Mm, it's considered impossibly gauche.
Yeah, what's the thinking behind that?
It's the new classiness.
The new classiness?
Trying to counteract the old crassness.
Are you pulling my leg, Adam?
Oh, look, here comes the spinach.
Okay, so this Frederick is a literal-minded, insensitive materialist. So why do I need to know about him?
Realities that are rich with love, with wonder, with magic, with miracles, realities that are innate and inherent with goodness, truth, and beauty.
It was a fun adventure. I've always been really attracted to space, so that sounded neat. Penny was a neat character. She was kind of mischievous. The water in the chariot was a great scene.
It begins with vision. It begins with vision. When you can vision living your dreams.
There was no notation, as you've observed earlier. Each musician was playing something that they had learned from their father or their uncle or someone in their family, and it had been so passed on that way for obviously a couple thousand years or so.
When you can vision loving your life, amazing things can happen. You can cut through the residue of old patterns of impedance and apprehension. You can cut through the encumbrances of old beliefs and old choices, of old images and of old fears.
Rock stars are all fucking kids and shit. And well, Michael Jackson, we knew he's a freak. Yeah, Michael Jackson got some award like 2 weeks ago in Europe, and he had a bunch of kids sitting around him, and it kind of looked like Hugh Hefner and all his girlfriends.
That's great.
They didn't kick me out. I learned a lot of things, you know. You know how the Jesuits always teach you to answer a question with a question?
They do.
Yeah, when I tried that on the press, instead of calling me Catholic, they call me slick.
when I was studying Hebrew, Hebrew, as you may know, is a consonantal language. There are no letters for vowels. There's no A, E, I, O, U. Instead, there are little dots or dashes which are affixed below or above the consonants, and they are the vowel points. When I was studying Hebrew with my teacher, there was yet another a little marking there, and I asked him, I said, well, what's that? He said, oh, that's the musical notation. I said, really?
Overhead, he heard the cry of what might have been a melodious owl, but it wasn't a melodious owl. It was a flying saucer from Tralfalmador, navigating in both space and time, therefore seeming to Billy Pilgrim to have come from nowhere all at once.
So I said, well, how do I learn about that? He said, well, you have to study with a cantor to do that. So I looked up someone who was at the Jewish Theological Seminary through a mutual friend, and he taught me a little bit about how to do it and how the notation worked. And
the saucer was 100 feet in diameter, with portholes around its rim. The light from the portholes was a pulsing purple. It hovered over Billy and enclosed him in a cylinder of pulsing purple light.
Sexual attraction depends on our inherent qualities as men and women. Now, too often men focus on the woman too much and not maintaining their healthy ties to their friends, especially, as I said, their male friends.
But did it have to be a cool guy? Like, remember Pete Townsend got busted for that shit? Did it have to be a cool band like The Who? I love The fucking Who, man. After that happened, it felt like every time I was at a red light listening to The Who, I felt like I had to roll down the window and go, hey, I don't fuck kids!
The notation is basically, have you ever looked at a Greek vase and you see a funny picture of a guy who looks like a conductor and he's sort of motioning with his hands and the musicians are looking at him? He's not a conductor. He's doing what the Greeks called chironomy. He's using his hand as a notational reminder. Hey, it goes like that. This was a common way of notating music within cultures prior to our system of notation, which, by the way, evolved from the human hand. There are five lines on the staff because there are five fingers on your hand.
With vision, the stuff of imprisoning resistance can fall away elegantly, effortlessly, with no obvious or visible reason.
The thought became very anguishing and created an avalanche of rational fears. I experienced a moment of terrible concern for my safety. I felt the tension in my shoulders and my neck. I moved my head up and down. The bones of my neck made a cracking sound. I still kept looking into the fire, but I did not see anything unusual in it. Nor did I hear any noises.
With vision, you can embrace success and happiness with greater precision, with greater surety, confidence, with greater knowing. With vision, you can find new pathways, elegant pathways, elegant with ease, pathways that are rich with light and love and laughter. With vision, you can truly live your dreams. What's his dream then?
To men about this, and I think men and women do view the human body in a different way, especially the female body, obviously. And men are much more visual when it comes to their sexual response, so perhaps they see the female body in a more sexual way.
Correspondingly, a student of mine took to referring to a limb by the acronym LEG, allegedly for locomotive excitation generator.
To destroy it, because if it was any kind of threat, like Hostess said, they would have kept it, because it makes her case against the angry lone nut that much stronger. Remember the New Orleans meeting with Agent Quigley the day he got arrested? There again, Quigley destroyed the notes from the interview. I think we can raise a possibility that Oswald not only was an informant, but that he may well have been the original source we have for the telex dated November 17th, warning of Kennedy's assassination in Dallas on November 22nd. Well, William Walter, the night clerk on the duty in the FBI office here, he gave me a copy of this. Said it went all over the country. Nothing was done. And the motorcade went ahead on schedule. And this wasn't even mentioned in the Warren report.
Determined that a militant revolutionary group may attempt to assassinate President Kennedy on his proposed trip to Dallas, Texas.
Shortly after the assassination, Walter says that the telex was removed from all the files in all the cities as an obvious embarrassment to the Bureau. I believe Oswald was sending information through Holstein. I have a hunch that from the get-go, Oswald had infiltrated this group, probably Cubans, right-wing extremists. He was told to be at the book depository that day by his handlers to either prevent the assassination or to take part in it. I mean, they could have told him anything. Either they were going to close down the plotters that day, or they were going to simulate an attack on Kennedy to whip up public opinion so that Kennedy would have to reverse his policies on communism. It doesn't really matter what they told him.
Because it will have
he was under order.
Down to
he was a foot soldier.
And, you can't miss. He is a dead duck.
I don't buy it, Chief. Why would the FBI cover it up? A telex that disappears from every single FBI office in this country?
There's a word, Bill. Orders.
Or a cover-up? Jesus, Bill, what? Don't you have enough proof for the FBI's complicit?
Maybe I got just a little bit more respect for this country's institutions.
My God!
How much more do you need?
Huh? You tell me how the hell you gonna keep a conspiracy going on between the mob, the CIA, the FBI, and Army Intelligence, and who the hell knows what else, when you know for a fact you can't keep a secret in this room between 12 people? We got leaks everywhere. I mean, we are going to trial here, y'all. I mean, what the hell do we really got? Oswald, Ruby, Bannister, Ferret are dead. Shaw, I mean, maybe he's an agent, I don't know. But as a covert operator in my book, he is wide open for blackmail because of his homosexuality.
Shaw's a toehold, Bill. Now, I don't know exactly what he is or where he fits, and I don't really care. I do know he's lying through his teeth, and I'm not going to let go of him.
Yeah, and for those reasons, you're going to go to trial against Clay Shaw, Chief. Well, you're going to lose. We should be investigating our mafia leads here in New Orleans. Now, I can buy that a hell of a lot easier than I can the government. Ruby is all mob, knows Oswald, sets him up. Hoffa, Traficante, Marcellus, they hire some guns to do Kennedy. And the government doesn't want to open up a whole can of worms there because it used the mob to try to get to Castro. You know, Castro being assassinated by the mob by us, it sounds pretty wild to junk you citizens. So, they close the book on JFK. Makes perfect sense to me.
I don't doubt the involvement, Bill, but at a lower level.
Oh, come on.
Could the mob change the parade route, Bill? Or eliminate the protection for the president? Could the mob send Oswald to Russia and get him back? Could the mob get the FBI, the CIA, and the Dallas police to make a mess of the investigation? I mean, could the mob get the Warren Commission appointed to cover it up? Could the mob wreck the autopsy? I mean, could the mob influence the national media to go to sleep? And since when has the mob used anything but 38s for hits up close? Mob wouldn't have the guts or the power for something of this magnitude. Assassins need payrolls, schedules, times, orders. This was a military-style ambush from start to finish. This was a coup d'etat with Lyndon Johnson waiting in the wings.
Oh, okay, so now you're saying Lyndon Johnson was involved? The President of the United States?
I know this, Bill. Lyndon Johnson got $1 billion for his Texas friends, Brown and Root, to dredge Kamran Bay for the military in Vietnam.
Boss, are you calling the President a murderer?
If I'm so far from the truth, why is the FBI bugging our offices? Huh? Why are witnesses being bought off and murdered? Why are federal agencies blocking our extraditions and subpoenas when we were never blocked?
I don't know. Maybe there's some rogue element in the government or something.
Some rogue conspiracy to cover it up? You ever read your Shakespeare, Bill?
Yeah, I do.
Julius Caesar? Brutus and Cassius, they too are honorable men. Who killed Caesar? 10, 12 senators. All it takes is one Judas, Bill. A few people on the inside. Pentagon, CIA.
This is Louisiana, Chief. I mean, how the hell do you know who your daddy is? Because your mama told you so. You are way out there taking a crap to win, boss. And I, for one, am not going along on this one.
Hmm.
I find myself saying their lines over and over. It becomes kind of like music, even though it's speech that you're using.
And you can more fully, truly love, truly love your life. Not someday. Now. It begins with vision.
Mother, please.
Good night.
Mother. Come on, George. We've other places to go.
Why are we in the public library on Christmas Eve?
Some people work late if they're lonely and have no Christmas to go home to. Like that pinched-looking woman at that desk there.
Mary.
Yes?
Mary.
The library's closed, you know.
Mary, you're my wife.
You must be quite out of your senses.
Now, look at me. Look at me, Mary. I'm George. I'm your husband. We're married.
I never married. Man I'd marry never was born, if you must know. I hate them.
Mary, now look at me. I'm George Bailey. You're Mrs. George Bailey.
I'll call the police.
Mary, you must listen to me.
Hello. Hello.
Mary, listen to me.
Give me the police and hurry.
Billy's will was paralyzed by a zap gun aimed at him from one of the portholes. It became imperative that he take hold of the bottom rung of the sinuous ladder, which he did. The rung was electrified so that Billy's hands locked onto it hard, and he was hauled into an airlock. There were two peepholes inside the airlock, with yellow eyes pressed to them. There was a speaker on the wall. The Tralfalmadorians had no voice boxes. They communicated telepathically. They were able to talk to Billy by means of a computer and a sort of electric organ which made every earthling speech sound. "Welcome aboard, Mr. Pilgrim," said the loudspeaker.
"Now hold on for a second, sister.
No, I hold on. You are a thief, and admit it. You are a lie teller, and the Lord is telling me to tell you this, because you are a thief. You're trying to hide back a lie to this way. You are a lie.
All right, Eva, this is Phil Hendry.
You never talk over me.
Hold on for a minute, dear. Now, Pastor Rennick.
Why you let that woman...
Hold on for a minute. I want to make sure everybody gets a word in it. No, hold on. Eva, you say that you grew up in the woods.
Yeah, well, yeah, as a child, that was our livelihood.
Now, he's talking about a werewolf, not just a wolf. A werewolf, a guy that turns into a wolf.
I've never seen a werewolf in my life, all right?
Yeah, okay. All right,
well,
now, this is obviously...
Well, I live in New Orleans now, but we trapped all our life from the time we moved. I've caught nets, I've caught otters, rat
otters and coons. Okay, now, the werewolf is a mythological figure, obviously. The pastor here...
That's from a movie he saw.
Now, Pastor, did you get your...
It's a movie of an old lady walking through the woods. And it killed a wolf with a walking stick with a silver handle.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
That is it. No, I've lived in the woods. I've never seen any wolves in the woods.
Yeah. Now, you grew up in the...
There's something wrong with your mind. You need to see a psychiatrist.
Let everybody in our audience know, you never trapped a werewolf.
I have never trapped a werewolf.
I selected each of these sentences, phrases, single words, place names, dates...
substance. Taking my forefinger, I scooped a piece of it up and placed it on a small microscope slide and walked into the lab which I'd hastily assembled in my motel room. And then I turned, lifted the phone, and called room service, ordering a case of raw. Suddenly remembered the month I spent in the Majestic Hotel in Kowloon during the monsoon season when the rain brain cell, day after day, week after week, great torrents of water, as though cascading over the lip of an enormous waterfall. Eventually, the water was 2 feet deep in my hotel room. And when I opened the door to the corridor, I watched
even point them out.
Well, everything in the occult Illuminati world has to do with symbol. Everything is symbols, but remember, symbols represent real things. Now, you see, they believe that through ritual, they gain satanic power. And thus, they have ritual formulas, numerology, various colors, and geometric shapes, and so forth. But the public display, amidst the profane, in other words, to actually hide their symbols, to garb what they're doing symbolically.
It's just down to a proposition that's as simple as that. I made it out of some inner necessity. I am. Radical self-expression. Everyone joined together around it, define themselves as belonging to one another by doing so. We are. Then finally, the transcendent thing at the center. It is. And those are three related states of being. And I've come to believe that that is all you need for a whole earth. It's a very simple ritual, but it was done in the most unselfconscious way. I suppose if we hadn't, obviously we hadn't done it, again, none of that would mean anything. But that's a meaning that's inherent, lurks in everyone's experience. That could happen at any time, to anyone, anywhere. At least if they're attuned to it in the most wholehearted way. So, you know, if you want a myth, that's a myth. But that was my immediate experience, right? That was mine. That's been my experience deepened over many years. But if you want to know what it represents, what the man represents, I'm not going to put it in a pill that you can swallow. It doesn't mean anything unless you've given something to it, and then the terms of that meaning are what you'll discover. I'm not interested in representing something. You know, that's like taking a metaphor and saying, this metaphor means, like bad literary criticism or bad teaching, you know, the bear stands for the indomitable spirit. Listen, if it stood for that, why didn't he just say it? And that's because metaphors, like rituals, like initiations, the meaning is inherent in the thing itself. It's embedded in it, embedded in your imagination's embrace of it. And in fact, it generates new meanings. There isn't any, it's not some kind of code. And I'm not going to tell you what the code is. You've got to figure it out. And that takes all your experience. You give that to it, and it's going to mean a world back to you. Really, what I guess all I'm talking about is how I think it means, not so much what I think it means. How it affects. How it's affected me, I'll say that. That's the one thing I can say that with absolute certainty.
Questions? Billy licked his lips, thought for a while, inquired at last, "Why me?"
Let's stop shopping, children. Woo! Sing it, children. Come on now. We hope that you join us. We labor under absurdities. Labor all day
along under verities that are pounded into our heads. And it's not easy to live a straightforward life with a social conscience if all day long you're told that bombing is security. And monopoly is called democracy. And gasoline prices are called a foreign policy. And the mall is called my neighborhood. And patriotism is called shopping. No! I don't believe in that God. Do you? Hallelujah. Sing for us, children.
No more Bush. No more Cheney. No more Starbucks. No more Disney. No more Bush. No more Cheney. No more Starbucks. No more Cheney. No more Bush. No more Cheney. We won't go back. We won't go back. We won't go back. No more. No more. No more.
Well, what happens right on the button is that the air raid sirens begin right as Rachella, who's a woman from Rotterdam now living in Aragon, says 1940. Musically, I wanted to get something that would come in like an absolute knife stroke and just divide those movements, even though there's no time between them.
You chart that new course as you vision loving your life, living your dreams. You can begin truly loving
banks of equipment,
that life of yours, and living it. And you can attract, draw to you, charting a course, different futures, different dreams, changing, transforming yourself, your reality, and the world around you. It is potentially a perpetual motion that can be set in motion, that can be initiated. No, it won't all happen at once. A new world, a new futures.
Be with you, Betty.
Thank you, Bob. All right, this way, boys, to the world's smoothest ride. All aboard the Thunderbird.
I absorb sex indiscriminately, numb and impartial. I suck men of their interiors, a fuck that unites John, Dan, Scott, whomever, and the popular lust and paternal hunt for my possession.
Down to the lake and count the galaxies up there in the mysterious heavens.
Whatever idea that, say, I, as a 9-year-old in my local museum, may have had.
Conscientious humanity, because so many people will want to invest in it.
About it or even think about it.
Bill's revelations left me feeling thoroughly uneasy. This was a facet of his person that I didn't know.
That is a very earthling question to ask, Mr. Pilgrim. Why you?
For many, many years into deep space research and development.
It's an island unto himself. I know now that our lives are woven inseparably one to another. I know that life bestowed by the Almighty is for no man to reject.
Then my work is done.
Wait, Clarence. Help me.
Help me get back. I want to live again. I'm glad I was born. I want to live again.
When you hear the musical chimes, I will have won my wings. Guardian angel, first class.
Send me back, Clarence. Send me back to life again.
Live, George Bailey.
Send me back.
Live.
Thank you, God.
Another world's possible.
Because that is the worst, most offensive racial slur of all time. You say the N-word, man, and everything fucking stops. And there's other groups that try to pretend like the words that are offensive to them are just as bad. Bullshit, man. You know we're a bunch of fucking pussies? Midgets.
Looking at nude statuary is sort of gone by the wayside.
That you were born into that has a pretty hairy... Excuse the term of the pun. A pretty daunting itinerary ahead of it. It's going to be born. It's going to grow. And if it's lucky, it will live a long age, reproduce, and die. A lot of bodies are going to end terribly disfigured by time and age and disease. The body is this incredible spiritual vessel just that is at once an amazing metaphor.
Have you given more thought to what you're interested in? Come on. You have to try. It's no fun for me if you don't try.
I want to be a tennis pro like Ivan.
Oh, come on. You don't want to be a tennis pro.
Why not?
It's not serious. I mean, McEnroe. Borg is an artist. It's like dance. Connors has a brutish brilliance, but at Ivan's level, Ivan is fine, but he's not a serious guy. He's a Philistine.
What's a Philistine?
It's a guy who doesn't care about books or interesting films and things. Your mother's brother, Ned, is also a Philistine.
Then I'm a Philistine.
No, you're interested in books and things. You like The Wild Child when we saw it.
Lots of people like that movie. No, I'm a Philistine.
You think Don and she did it?
God, I don't want to think about it.
Imagine Don's dick in Mom's mouth.
Who are you? Stop it.
Do you think they do that? Do you think she gets anal sex from Don?
Stop, okay? It's disgusting. Don't.
We have the same bone structure.
No. You have your dad's features.
Really? Fuck it.
Frank.
I thought I had your bone structure.
No.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I forgot to take these. She has a few of my books still. She went around writing her maiden name in all the books when she knew we were splitting. But these are definitely mine.
Are you and Walt stealing from Mom?
These are mine, Frank.
Pickle, why would you say that?
Because I think it's true. I think Carl thinks you're ugly.
I'm not, though, sweetie.
I found out something last night.
What's that?
That your dad was fucking my mom.
What?
You heard me. Supposedly going on for a year or so, about 2 years ago.
Ah. I'm so horrified by this.
Thanks.
No, I don't mean by your mom. She's very attractive.
It was just an affair. A fuck. We're not gonna be brothers or anything. She said your dad's pretty fucked up with women.
Why'd she sleep with him then?
I don't know. Because she's an asshole?
So let's just get over it already. That's why on the stage, when people say, oh, you're doing it to shock. No, no, no. We're not trying to do it to shock. We're trying to do it in a way to confront so that we can actually maybe develop.
She was rich. She was as big as a house because she couldn't stop eating. She was eating now. She was eating a Three Musketeers candy bar. She was wearing trifocal lenses and harlequin frames, and the frames were trimmed with rhinestones. Billy traveled in time to the zoo on the planet Tralfalmador. He was 44 years old, on display under a geodesic dome. So it goes. Billy shaved and sprayed deodorant under his arms, while a zoo guide on a raised platform outside explained what Billy was doing and why. The guide was lecturing telepathically, simply standing there, sending out thought waves to the crowd.
Big story. It's a myth. That's Charlie Act. That's what myths are for, you know. People have this superstitious regard for myths. And I understand why they do. A myth, it is like this thing at the beginning of time, and everything just radically, immediately emanates out of that, like a vision. That's really what people want. They want myths. And there's myth, that's the myth. Otherwise, it's just, who knows, you know. You're talking about causation, what caused this and that. People talk about the headwaters of a stream, of the Mississippi, as if you could find the trickle that's farthest from the mouth of the river, that's where it starts. Well, that's stupid. It's created by a million tributaries. And if you want to look at Burning Man historically, not as myth, which I just described, but historically, well, good God, it's been created from a million diverse sources. You know, at that point, it doesn't have very much to do with me at all. All these things, rivulets flowed into it and formed it as it went along. You know, you want to go back to the Founding Act? That little trickle, it's not mystically the mighty Mississippi. It's not. It's just the first thing. The first of a million things. So in that sense, oh, God. Then you got to tell the whole history of it. Because this has always been a very collaborative thing. Who knew? We're beings. The world that we construct appears to be an artifact and doesn't accept what we are. It's primitive, it's simple, but that's an illusion. It turns out that if you find a vision, it can change the world. Who in their right mind would have ever thought that by taking a stick man in the middle of nowhere, you could motivate thousands of people? Who would think that you could spread that out into the world? Nobody in their right mind. Nobody in the world. You ask me, passionate people around me, one by one, I found people who understood that. Just a handful of people. And then it's grown, and it's grown, and it's grown, and now we're a culture that selects for those kinds of people. And hence, we're growing fast. But there isn't anybody on earth who would ever have predicted it. Nobody. And that's my career history. That's my career.
What happens at the beginning of the third movement is da-da-dee-da-da-da, da-da-dee-da-da-da, da-da-dee-da-da-da-da. Well, you've been so used to hearing voices, you wonder what that is. Well, actually, what it is it's Paul saying, and the war was over, da-da-dee-da-da-da. But you don't hear him first because there has been so much speech, so much train whistle, so much siren, so much noise, that the third movement begins to move away from all of this towards music, towards some kind of resolution of the situation, which of course can't be resolved, but there is, I think, a good attempt at that. In the third movement, I think a successful attempt at it in the third movement. What's happening in the third movement is that paradiddle rhythm of the train has stopped, and now all the rhythms, all the music are going to come out of these speech patterns. Da-da-dee-da-da-da is multiplied into the cello, into the viola, and into the two violins of the quartet, so that when he finally says, and the war was over, his voice is surrounded, if you like, as a mosaic of tiles, each tile being, in fact, a musical rendition of what he says. There is no other train rhythm overriding that, and that's what separates the third movement from the other two movements.
You know who I am?
Animals have 2, 4, 6, 8 or more LEGs, but we know very little directly about the CPGs that control them, for reasons I shall shortly explain. A lot of what we do know has been arrived at by working backward, or forward if you like, from mathematical models. Some animals possess only one gait, only one rhythmic default pattern for moving their limbs, The elephant, for example, can only walk. When it wants to move faster, it ambles, but an amble is just a fast walk, and the patterns of leg movement are the same. Other animals possess many different gaits. Take the horse, for example. At low speeds, horses walk. At higher speeds, they trot, and at top speed, they gallop. Some insert yet another type of motion, a canter, between a trot and a gallop.
Some I recorded. Some I recorded, and some were like on CDs. That,
oh, that's cheating.
Know, sound effects CD. No. That's, you know, Stravinsky said, if you're going to steal, steal big time and do it well.
The differences are fundamental. A trot isn't just a fast walk, but a different kind of movement altogether. In 1965, the American zoologist Milton Hildebrand noticed that most gaits possess a degree of symmetry.
By the 6th of September, that would be just 4 days, 5 days after Burning Man ends, we move the commissary back to the ranch, all of our trailers go back to the ranch, we have heavy trucking going on, all the container boxes start going. By the 14th, all large objects are off the playa. This is part of the stipulations with the BLM. And then line sweeps begin. And line sweeps take about 60 people. That's four groups of 15. And we stand 10 feet apart, and we actually walk the entire 4 square miles and pick up every pistachio shell, you know, bottle cap, shard of glass, feathers, bangles, beads, anything that's broken out here leaves a trace, and we remove that in 2 weeks doing line sweeps. Then at the very end of that, I bring in water trucks, we water it again, the playa goes back to that nice crackly surface, and you don't know we're here.